Hello, my name is Eliseo. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Cecile Edwards?
He's not here. It's Cecil.
Okay.
He's not here.
Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
Am I going to vote? Sure, I'm going to vote.
Would you say probably or almost certain?
I am sure that I'm going to vote.
Thank you. Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time? Only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
I vote all the time. Anything come up to vote on through the county or state or whatever, I vote all the time.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I won't answer that because I don't get all off into that.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Kamala Harris.
Who?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to vote.
Now, how favorable is she to you? How favorable are you towards her?
I'm going to vote.
So would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat?
Yeah, I'm very favorable.
Thank you. Letitia Paris.
Who?
Letitia Paris.
I never heard of that person.
Okay. Gavin Newsom.
I never heard of that person.
Kim Salas.
Jim Salas? Yeah, I heard him before.
Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah, I'm very favorable.
Donald Trump.
No.
Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Non favorable.
Thank you. And would you say Letitia Paris is doing an excellent, good, just, fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
That I don't know too much about.
Okay. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Letitia Paris deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Letitia?
Just Letitia Paris?
No, I know who you're talking about. She was already a city councilman before. I mean, I'm sure she was. Latifa, I can't think of her last name. Her daddy was a city councilman, too. Yeah, I like her.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Democratic Kamala Harris.
Okay. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Letitia Paris, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote? Letitia Paris, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director?
I don't know too much about that.
Okay, no problem. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Letitia Paris, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director?
You said Latifa?
Yes.
I vote for her. I like her.
Okay. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. Climate change, homelessness, roads and traffic, jobs in the economy, crime, housing costs, county taxes.
I really like to see the homeless people off the street.
Thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Sellers. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Sellers for county supervisor. Fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. How convincing is this? Would you say very convincing? Somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Sellers says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe.
Is that Rudy?
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
Is his name Rudy? Rudy Sellers.
Kim Sellers.
You sure? I thought it was Rudy.
No, it's Kim Sellers.
I think I know you.
Well, I'm not sure if he has another name that is Rudy, but her name is Kim Sellers.
Hold on for a second. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
What says if somebody was calling me? Okay, go ahead.
Sellers says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources.
I think that's the wrong name. Sellers, that's Rudy.
I wouldn't be able to tell you, ma'am. Would this be a very convincing reason for you to vote? Somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not concerned because I'm not sure if I know who that is.
Okay. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Sellers will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up.
Yeah, I would do that because I want to see our city clean.
Thank you. Sellers will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation.
Before that.
Okay. Sellers wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts.
Yeah, I'm for that.
Thank you. After hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Sellers, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote? Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Sellers, Assembly Member, District Director?
Patricia Harris.
I'm sorry, you said Leticia Perez?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement is accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubt in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that. I can't really answer that.
Okay. As county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen, and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all California.
I don't know anything about that either, I won't say.
Okay. Perez does not show up for work in her last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings.
I don't know anything about that either.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or what?
I'm Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Would you call yourself very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of school I had?
Yes.
Oh, I went to Bakersfield College. I think it was maybe 2015. I'm not sure.
Okay. Would you say 4-year college graduate or some college?
I have some college, but I didn't graduate.
Okay. In what year were you born?
1944.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
My first name is Mary.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.